Padre, en el Espíritu Santo.
What are we doing here, Ben? What's with the candles?
Okay. Well, today's going to be a very special episode. So I thought I would start it off with some. I brought these candles.
These are good ones too.
These are very important. This is Saint Michael Archangel, San Miguel Arcangel. These are candles that I use for when the power goes out in my apartment. But I figured they could serve a dual purpose for.
Is this because you get scared when the power comes out, so you need the archangel to defend you in battle?
Yes.
Be your protection?
Well, because I'm doing battle against evil spirits, none of which exist in my apartment, mind you.
Okay.
I'm not claiming any of that shit or whatever, because that's what people on TikTok say. I'm not claiming any bad shit. But anyway, I brought these candles because my trading has been dog shit.
I haven't eaten lunch in 3 weeks, maybe.
I know. I'm sorry.
Starving.
I haven't taken you out to lunch because my trading has been so terrible.
Okay.
So I thought, you know what I could do?
What's that, pal?
I could bring these candles. I get the little janky Ouija board here.
Sure.
I want to try to summon the spirit of David Koch.
Okay.
The dead Koch brother.
Right.
Famously from Koch Industries. Who is just an all-around great person.
Beloved.
Yeah, and I'm sure...
Universally.
He's definitely not in hell.
No.
And I wanted to reach out to him, if I could, to get some advice.
Let's try it. I'd like to talk to the dead Koch brother.
Yeah, so I've got this thing here. I don't know. I'm not sure if this is going to work, but I figured that, you know, we just got to, like, shake it out. I don't know how this works.
So Deadass David Koch?
Deadass David Koch. Sir, okay, I guess we just start with, like... Oh, hello, sir.
David, are you there?
Because we don't know yet. We've got to, like, invite him in or something. So we invite you, sir, to come in. Do you hear that?
Oh, my God.
I thought I heard something for a minute. I guess it wasn't anything. It might have just been my tummy. Sir, my name is Ben, and I'm just looking for some advice. Please, if you're out there, it'd be really great if you could just make yourself known and give us a sign that you're out there, because could really use some assistance right now, Mr. Koch. And I know that you're a big superstar billionaire. You were a big superstar billionaire guy who knew his shit. So if you could just come on out here.
I got some advice for you, too.
Holy shit.
What? What the fuck was that?
David? Didn't sound like
that. Him. Didn't sound like David. That sounded like
who was that?
What the fuck? That sounded like Charlie Munger. Charlie,
who's trying to reach us?
That was Charlie Munger.
I got
Munger.
Some advice for you too.
Charlie,
don't wait. Charlie, you're not even dead yet. How did you get? How did you get early access to heaven?
I think
the afterlife?
Maybe he's so old he can.
He's so old
he can connect to both realms.
Yeah, but wait, Charlie. Okay, sorry, Charlie. Did you say something?
I got some advice for you too.
Right. Okay, you want to give us some? You want to give me some advice? I guess your advice is as good as anyone's. Let's hear it, Charlie. Whatever. What do you got?
When you have your own retirement account.
Yeah.
And your friendly advisor suggests you put all the money into Bitcoin.
Oh, sure.
Just say no.
Oh, okay. Well, it sounded like there's a lot of other people there with him. I don't know what's going on.
I'm in hell. That's screaming.
Well, I guess this isn't working as well as I thought it would. Because I wanted to talk to David Koch.
Yeah.
The very
beloved therapist.
Benevolent? Is that the good one?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Malevolent would be the bad one.
You got it.
Which he's definitely not.
No.
You know, all the oil shit that he did and the actively fighting against climate change reform. And
he's in heaven.
Yeah, he's fully there. So I guess, you know, maybe we could... I think we need
And everyone
help.
Who did a bad tweet about him when he died is in hell.
Yeah, that's right. Well, maybe... I think
maybe we need some real help. We don't know what we're doing.
We need some help from the experts. Let's start it off.
Yeah, yeah. Let's get him in here.
Apple shares are just getting hammered this morning.
Every day they're pounding it.
Bitcoin.
I'm not fucking leaving.
Surprise.
Wow, so we sure fucked up summoning the dead Coke. What?
Can I ask? What are you guys doing here?
Well, first, we got to introduce who you are, even though by now everybody knows because it's in the damn title.
Is it really?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Well, maybe we'll leave it out.
There's a green screen around me, but I'm not familiar. What is on this? Is there an ocean or something behind me?
No, it's an office.
Also, it's an office. There's no green screen here.
Yeah, what are you
talking about? What are you talking about?
I don't know. What were you
saying? I just see an office. Dude, you're manipulative.
No.
What? He does this all the time.
You're gaslighting us, dude. Yeah. What is wrong with you?
We're in an office. I know.
What I was talking about. Yeah. You were talking about an ocean.
Yeah.
No.
Well, so.
Okay.
Folks, ladies and germs, it is, I never say that. I don't know why the fuck I just said that.
No, it was so cool.
Thanks. This is Garrett Watts, a good friend of mine, a good friend of the show. You know who he is, so.
What does that mean, a good friend of the show?
It means that you're here. That automatically makes you
it
a good friend of the show.
You gave us a lot of money when we were first starting out.
Yeah. He seeded us.
We lived on Garrett's couch for a while we were trying to get the show off the ground.
Yeah. I remember.
We appreciate that.
You know, it's still happening. You guys are coming over tonight, right?
Yeah. We'll be there.
That's
just
great.
Give me the soft pillow.
Oh, for sure.
Or no, I like the firm.
Okay.
Because otherwise my head sinks too much and I wake up with neck pain. But to answer your question.
Yeah. I'm really curious what was happening here.
We were trying to summon the ghost of David Coke. I was going to say cock. It's Coke.
Hand me one.
Here you go. You can get the David Archangel. By the way, while we're here, hey, Glenn, everybody check out the disclaimer in the description sentence part. You click see more in the...
You were trying to get a Coke, brother.
Yeah, but I don't think these are the right ones.
But all we got was a
Munger. Oh no! Yeah, you'll get a property, brother, at best with this setup, and not even the right one. I actually don't know what that means.
Well, not even the one who's dating Zooey Deschanel.
Is that what's happening?
They're married.
Oh, they're married.
Oh really? Mm-hmm. Oh, can I tell you a story? This is a Hollywood story.
Yeah,
sure.
One time I was at an after party for, who was it? Like an Emmy after party.
Okay.
And Zooey Deschanel was standing over, like she had this big fluffy white dress on.
Uh-huh.
And she was standing over a candle. And like the candle started to like singe her dress. And I shoved her whole dress. And I said, oh, Zooey Deschanel, you're about to catch on fire. And she went, oh, thank you. And then
wow.
That's man. So,
in my mind, I saved her life.
You did. You may have.
Her
dress.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Which in turn, you know, that could have caught the rest of her. Humans are very flammable.
I'm aware that story was like a mild three, but I
loved it.
Thanks.
No, that's pretty good.
We never get Hollywood stories on this show.
Really?
Yeah, never.
Yeah.
I don't have. I've got some stories like that, but I don't want to bore you with them.
No, please. I'm riveted.
Really? One time I asked, you know, David Carradine from Kill Bill. He plays Bill.
Yeah.
Oh, he killed himself by jerking off.
Well, hang on. Take it easy. One time I said to his face, did you have anything to do with Kill Bill? I asked David Carradine, who's Bill, did you have anything to do with Kill Bill?
Why?
Why? Because you were trying to figure out who he was?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but in my defense, first of all, I was a little boy practically when I asked him. And secondly, it doesn't show him in the first movie. And the second one, like, hadn't come out yet.
Mm.
And so he was sitting at this like Comic-Con style thing with all these photos of Kill Bill behind him.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the movie.
Yeah.
What else? And so I just walked up to him like, sir, did you have anything to do with Kill Bill? I thought maybe he was like an old stuntman.
Or a producer or something.
Or a producer.
Yeah. Right. What did he say? Yes, dipshit.
Oh, no. He just... and turned away.
Yeah.
Nothing. He gave me nothing. And he, even nothing was too much for what I deserved in that moment.
I have a bad one from when I was a kid. I was a huge Michael J. Fox fan.
Oh.
Loved Spin City. Loved his movies.
Wait, have you told this story before?
Did I?
I don't know, but go on. Yeah.
Well, I don't want to tell it again.
No. Well, I certainly haven't heard it.
I know, but I'll make it quick. Go ahead.
And we were at a Devils game, and there's like a bar downstairs. And
Devils game?
New Jersey Devils hockey.
Oh.
The bartender was like, that's Michael J. Fox over there. And I was like, oh my God. And I brought over a napkin. It was the only thing I could find. And I was so young, I didn't even realize, you know, the Parkinson's thing had happened and everything.
Sure, sure.
And I asked him to sign it, and he kind of had trouble signing it. And he was like, sorry, that's the best I can do.
Oh,
that sucks.
Oh, stupid asshole.
Yeah. Did you see the Curb Your Enthusiasm episode with him?
No.
They really lean into the Parkinson's.
Oh.
And have him.
Yeah,
he's living above Larry David, and he's like stomping around a lot. And Larry David's like, can you not do that? And he says, I got Parkinson's, LD.
Yeah.
What are you thinking?
Oh, no.
So, but he was nice about it.
Yeah.
And I was very happy to meet him.
Thank you for the story. I loved it. And even if the listeners and or viewers have heard it, I had a great time with it.
Yeah.
Great. And that's all that matters.
Yeah. They gave me shit last time because Emil told a 12-minute long story about.
Did you really?
No, it was.
That's okay.
Here's the deal. I gotta explain to you something.
Okay.
Here's
whoa.
What?
He barely lets me talk.
Okay.
That's
and
not
you should
true.
And
hey,
you,
shut up for a second. That's not true.
And you okay. and you should see him when no one's around. When the show ends, yeah. he corners me and he pushes me and he says, "I want us to be like Penn and Teller, and you're Teller." Like he wants me to be that little Silent quiet point. Guy. And he says, "Except I'm going to be more libertarian."
Yeah.
And I don't like circumcision.
And I like to
Or
show
no, I
people,
like circumcision.
Yeah, yeah, I love it.
Sure.
That's what he does to me.
This Okay, guys,
let's get back on track. Hey, everybody, we got to ask you. Let's get some janitorial stuff out of the way. Like,
you mean custodial?
Custodial, thank you. Janitorial.
That's okay. That's sure. okay.
Yeah, it's the same shit, right? At the end of the day, you're cleaning up barf with sawdust.
Do you remember in school when, like in grade school, when there would be kids barfed all the time in school? Remember
and
that?
They would pour
and
the
they
stuff?
Would put that dust down.
Yeah. Well, yeah
what is that?
That dust.
The comet,
oh,
comet dust?
I'd say just leave the vomit. That dust was worse.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, it's stinky.
Oh,
stinky
spooky.
Winky.
That is one of the worst materials, probably.
Did you ever puke in school?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
Me neither.
I never shit in school either. You know why?
Why?
My freak ass K-8 school where I went, Newcomb Academy in Long Beach, had no doors on the stalls.
Really?
I like that.
I think I've said this before on here.
Oh, really?
No stall doors. So God forbid if you had to poop, you would get a crowd of fifth graders just pointing at you. And guys like wetting paper towels and chucking them over the thing and landing. I remember this poor kid, Andy McDonald, had to shit. And I remember looking, seeing, what's all the commotion in the bathroom? And then going and seeing him in there just going, "Leave me alone, guys.
My stomach's fucking killing me."
And I remember thinking, "Andy, what are you doing? Why would you try to poop at school?" And I didn't even realize that, man, it must have been an emergency.
I don't want to ever meet the guy who designed that. I've got an idea.
Yeah.
That's spooky.
No doors for these children.
Hear me out.
Damn.
What was the idea there? Maybe it was in like the
I have no idea.
The 20s when
maybe
they
it was
were like
character building.
Maybe it was once upon a time and they just didn't update them, you know? Like we don't want people smoking cigarettes in there. Or that's not the 20s. They encouraged that, right?
Probably back then it was like, "All right, kids, cigarette break." Everybody gets
it. It was
cigarette.
Medicine. You got a headache?
Yeah, have a cigarette. Hey, sometimes a cigarette is medicine. You got to poop in the morning? That shit'll make it flow right through you. For those of you who don't know, yeah, cigarettes will make you poop.
I think a lot about that.
Do you
cigarettes
smoke?
Making you poop?
Hey, wait, one at a time, boys.
Sorry, yeah, sorry.
What's that?
Do cigarettes No, wait. What were you going to say?
I'm going to fight both of you right now.
No, do you smoke cigarettes?
When I that wasn't what I was speaking. Why am I being so diplomatic like a politician right now?
No, we
yeah,
like
sometimes
it.
When I drink.
Yeah, all right.
But what was I going to say? I just think about cigarettes a lot. Not because I want them, but because I just think they're really funny, like culturally.
They are funny.
Cigarettes are funniest after you see people smoking cigars.
Yeah.
Because then they look teeny weeny.
Oh, yeah. That's
by
cool.
comparison.
Oh, my little ear piece wasn't in.
Oh.
How do you feel about
hearing my own voice better now? Badly.
Yeah.
That was my question.
Welcome to the club, dude.
Yeah.
Sucks ass.
How do you feel about video podcasters who smoke cigars on their podcast?
Oh, take it easy.
Yeah.
No,
do that.
That's so flexy and stuff.
Yeah.
Come on.
I hope I get invited on one and I have to ask them, can you guys quit it?
If there's an episode where that happens, oh, I get it. A gimmick, I suppose, but come on.
Cigars suck.
Oh, it's the worst.
Oh, I can't with big cigars.
Yeah. The smoke gets in my eyes.
Well, I was thinking about, when I said that I think about cigarettes a lot, well, I don't want to get all, whatever, down this rabbit hole, but I think about how cigarettes are, this sounds so heady, like technology is basically, like right now, technology is what cigarettes were, you know, in like the 1920s, like how we just, it's like we hand kids.
Absolutely.
Oh, big time.
Absolutely destroying them and us, and we're all addicted, and like no one cares because there's no science on it, so we're just like scrolling until we're just like numb shells of ourselves, and I think that's what, you know, cigarettes did to lungs what like scrolling is doing to our brains, and I would say it's like probably worse.
And what's wild is the tech companies have way more money and lobbying power than the cigarette companies ever did.
My gosh. So I don't mean to take like the opening of the podcast in that direction.
We love that.
No.
Do you?
We go whatever
Wait,
direction.
But so how do you feel about that as a content creator who wants people on their screens.
Well, yes. I mean, okay. I feel great about it. But because I think that the only reason I'm a really cagey internet creator. Like I just uploaded my first video in like 7 months.
Right.
Like 2 weeks ago. And it went great.
Me and Ben watched it. It was great.
Did you? Shut up.
We
all did. 2 hours and 13 minutes?
All 2 hours, 13 minutes.
I was at his house yesterday.
Dude, I made eye contact with him when he said that. And I feel like he meant it.
We saw your Prius. It didn't start. That was a... Well, I won't blow it for anybody.
Yeah.
Because it's a good little plot point.
Better hurry. You better freaking hurry.
But I like to sort of create, like, if I have a purpose in this life, like, I don't have any, like, I'm not married, I don't have kids, I never want to, I don't have any, like, I don't even have any animals. Oh, I do have a praying mantis. That's exciting.
Yeah,
but yeah, my purpose in this world is to sort of, like, I feel... it's just like make really cool things for now on the internet to make cool things there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't know. I feel like that thing that you were talking about earlier of like, you know, people's obsession with it and like, oh, how do you feel as a content creator? I think about that a lot. Sometimes yeah. It's like has the potential to absolutely shut me down.
Mm. I think about it a lot as well. I mean, I think it's all about, I mean, I hate my phone. So I just started, my phone is now black and white. So I don't want to look at it.
Fantastic. I'm all over those subreddits about that stuff. Yeah. Surf and such.
And I, so I'm constantly trying to get away from it as much as possible, but our show relies on people watching us and,
Yeah.
So you got to remember to like, comment, and subscribe because we are going to do a new segment where we take the top comment every week. I'm not kidding. We take the top comment every week and we will talk. We will blast that top comment.
Ooh.
Yeah. Top comment of the week.
But this
bitch.
Is different. This is very different than like social media. TikTok is very, you know, it like.
I love TikTok, but I hate it at the same
time. Yeah. But it commands your attention.
Yeah.
And the addiction to it. And
absolutely. But I sort of like to. I don't know. I think at my best and at my best, I don't know if I'm actually doing this, but all I'm trying to do on the internet is inspire like some curiosity in people. That's it. I'm just showing people that a grown ass man is like very curious and going into haunted places and doing silly things and not like abiding by any weird roles. And, you know, so I think
I have to say your whole, you are like infectious.
Oh,
you walk into the room and it's,
oh God,
you're very
blessed.
It's so nice.
Thanks. My God.
Yeah. Very infectious.
Yeah.
I feel sick right now.
No. Infectious the wrong word?
No.
You're so
magnetic,
positive, and happy, and it's a nice energy to have on set.
You're definitely someone. If I were a ghost, I'd be like, this guy's all right.
Yeah, I can. Yeah. You would be safe.
Well, I thank you. I'm sorry I interrupted.
No, go for it.
Really?
Yeah.
just go. Okay. No, I think that's. Thanks for saying that because you just said if you were a ghost, you'd be into that. So I make like haunted content on YouTube for any like I. I know I'm not telling you guys, you just told me. It's weird being on a podcast because sometimes you realize like, oh, other people are listening. You know what I mean? Anyways.
We hope.
Yeah, but I try, like when I go into haunted places, I sort of, like I can't stand that stuff that, I'm not going to like name names, but like ghost hunter shows and stuff. And they're like, what was your name? How did you die in here?
Yeah.
I hate that stuff so much because I always try to go into like haunted places. And my strategy is like being really sweet, like complimenting the ghost or like, I don't even really talk to them. So I think that's, it's like, I feel like ghosts are really smart because they're omnipresent.
Yeah.
And so I don't like to be like, talk down to them like weird baby dogs. I like to just like vibe amongst them and be nice and see if they like shove a lamp over or something and I go, ooh, good.
So do you believe in heaven?
Oh, I believe in everything.
Heaven, hell?
Well,
in between?
I believe in everything and nothing at the same time. I'm very like agnostic. I was raised Mormon, so I had a lot of that stuff. Like, raised Mormon. Yeah, in the South.
Yeah.
As a gay Mormon boy in the South. It was an interesting upbringing. But I was raised like Mormon light. You know?
What does that mean?
Like, I don't have any of that weird animosity that you hear from Mormon people sometimes. Like, my parents were super chill. We would go and see R-rated movies sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That is Mormon-like.
Well, like, if it was just, you know, if it was just, like, violence or cursing, my parents would be like, oh, or if it was, like, historical. But then as I got older, like, the gap widened of just, like, yeah, whatever. Yeah. And then eventually I was watching Kill Bill and loving it. But for the first, like, few years Kill Bill came out, I was, like, battling with myself to be like, I really want to see it, but what does that mean to see a movie that's R-rated?
Oh, God.
Well, yeah, because I was just a Mormon, you know, baby.
Damn.
Wait, anyways.
Where in the South?
Memphis, Tennessee. Yeah. I grew up in Memphis, Tennessee, and I loved it. Oh, God, did I love it.
I'm surprised you don't have an accent. Did you ever have an accent?
Well, it comes out a bit when I drink.
Ah.
Yeah, it's kind of fun. It's not that I'm suppressing it. I don't do that stuff at all. Yeah. But I was raised in Florida for 6 years, in Memphis and all these different places, so I don't really have like a firm anywhere accent.
Yeah.
But yeah, I do use a lot of Southern like mannerisms and y'all and stuff like
yeah.
that. So you know.
So do we all the time.
Oh, that's fun.
When Emil drinks, the racism comes out. That's
oh
what happens.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic.
Is that your way of saying that my New Jersey comes out?
Oh, interesting.
No, it doesn't. He's the same exact person when he's drunk. He just dances more.
He seems like he'd be a very sweet drunk.
Yeah. I kiss a lot.
We all, the three of us, seems like we'd all be nice drunks.
Oh, yeah. I'm a great...
Why am I acting like we haven't drank together?
I know my I know my limits.
Yeah,
which is huge. You got to know your limits.
You got to
know when to stop drinking.
I bought a little breathalyzer from Amazon that I throw in my pocket before I go out.
Yeah,
and it just looks like you're hitting a little vape or something. And yeah, you just do it, and it tells you like you know where you're at.
Yeah,
and then you're gravy. You know, once you hit a certain point,
because what are you supposed to keep it at?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
but if the number's not too hot, no, seriously, I read this article that talked about this was such valuable information, and I can't believe I didn't learn it sooner in life. This article that I read that talked about the point of diminishing returns. Huh. It said once you get over, like, I think it was 0.4 alcohol, but don't quote me on that because I could be so wrong. Yeah. People are going to, like, die if they take that advice. I don't know.
0.04, I think.
That one. Google it. But they said after that, there's nothing that alcohol can do for you. It's not going to make you feel any better. It's not going to do anything. It's just going to make you, like, feel worse tomorrow and make you feel sick and everything. Yeah. So I was like, whoa, that's great. Why am I learning that at this point in life? So I carry that little...
Have you ever seen Another Round?
No, tell me about it.
It's the Mads Mikkelsen movie. I think it's Danish, but they basically they talk about that article
really?
In it where
what?
And they start they initially start drinking all the time and keeping at that level.
Ooh.
And then they obviously start upping it a little bit.
Yeah.
And
is that
you know,
new one that came out or is it a wedding or something?
It's like probably came out in like 2019 or something like that.
We are a huge Mads Mikkelsen fan.
We are
I
Mads
love
Mikkelsen
him.
Boys.
I think he's, I got something on him that you two don't. I think he's foxy as hell.
Oh yeah.
Damn, dude.
He's so hot.
Have
you seen Riders of Justice?
No.
You got to watch Riders of Justice. Riders of Justice.
Well, let's watch it right now.
It's so, let's say fuck it. Wait, I want to, so normally this is a finance podcast and we will get around to some of that shit.
Sure.
But also, we do like mailbag episodes sometimes where we don't even touch on that, so who gives of shit. And if you're one of those people who's going to be out there saying some shit in the comments about like, oh, there was hardly any financing, you can suck it. But also, we still appreciate
you. Yeah, suck his ass.
So don't go anywhere. But I did want to ask you. Okay, so fun little story.
Yeah.
And I wasn't sure if I should save it for After Hours, which is our bonus episode stuff.
Ooh.
But years ago, I don't know if you remember this, but...
No, to answer your question, already no.
You probably do. I used to live in Mid-City here in Los Angeles, and I threw a party at my house, and...
you're talking about the ghost in your hallway?
Yes.
Yes, I remember that.
I lived in a spooky house.
I'm sorry, was that like... I'd be a terrible talk show host, just like giving away. Like,
yeah. No.
That's like terrible.
Well, so it was like 2015, 20... Yeah, it had to be 2015. Yeah. But Garrett comes over... And I, like I said, I already had spooky vibes from the house. I'm agnostic when it comes to ghosts. I'm like, I don't know. I've never really experienced anything, but I just don't want to know if they're real. I'm petrified of seeing one because then I'd go, fuck, they're real.
Jesus.
That was...
Sorry. Now I got to live with this. Well, now everywhere I go, I got to take into consideration if I buy a house or if I move into a new place. Maybe there's ghosts. Maybe that's the thing. And I got these vibes from this house, and you come in, and you go immediately, you're like, ooh, man, your place is, like, haunted. And I went, God damn it.
Oh, man.
And then you went into my room. Wait, I gave you a little tour, and you're like, oh, there's, like, there's something going on in here. And I had this spooky, big walk-in closet.
Yeah.
You go, oh, in here, big time. Yeah. And I was like, that's exactly where I got weird vibes from.
Yeah, and now I remember.
We sat in the dark with some
people. Yeah. She walked out of the closet and then down the hall and went to the left, I remember.
Wait, I gotta take you to the house I grew up in.
Ooh,
it's the scariest place in the world.
Come on, let's go.
Well,
pack up the mics. Come
so
on.
It was we rented it when we moved to New Jersey, and it was.
From New Jersey?
Yeah, and it was one of the oldest houses in New Jersey. I think the governor of New Jersey lived there for a bit.
Whoa. Chris Christie?
No, the first governor.
Oh,
is that
Chris Christie? The first.
It's so old.
Oh, wow.
Chris Christie's the one with the baseball throwing picture, right? Where he's
yeah.
Oh, yeah, and he's really
he's rotund.
I didn't even notice. I just think the picture's funny. I'm just kidding. I noticed.
Okay,
I was gonna say that is.
Go on.
And it's so old and so scary. And sometimes there must have been an opening in the top, because sometimes, I mean, not that often, but we would come home and there would just be a bat on the wall. We'd have to put a box over it.
Whoa.
And we'd have to get rid of the bat.
Was it a very long house?
No.
What kind of house was it? Tell me, paint a picture.
It was this white house with a black door.
Ooh.
All like those old radiator furnace heating, and then the attic was probably the scariest thing you've ever, or not the attic, the basement. I've never seen anything like it. It's so, when you go down, it is so freaky.
I love a basement.
That's it?
He would, well, I...
No, but I mean, like, what?
Oh,
what,
I mean,
I had a blast with your story.
You had bats? What else?
I thought it was a riot.
Did anybody ever do anything? Anything ever happen?
What do you want? Ben, you want him to find a hanged man in the basement? or a ghost with chains?
I have one ghost story.
Go on.
Oh, I didn't want to interrupt you if you had.
I'm trying to rack my brain for creepy stuff.
Oh, listen, I thought the bats were wonderful.
Thanks.
I had one spooky thing happened to me that, Mom, if you're listening or watching. Mom, if you're listening or watching, if you remember this, sound off in the comments. She never leaves a comment.
My mom sometimes leaves comments on my videos, yeah. Loser.
Damn. Fuck. Damn it. Mom, you hear that? You gotta show up.
Yeah, Linda Watts has one up on you.
Vicky Cohn.
Yeah, but they'll probably think it's someone else. People, yeah, like, true. Take our faces and then use our names and
oh, that's funny.
Like on the TMG Studios app, we have an app for our podcast and everything, and people there'll be someone named Emil DeRosa, and I'm like, I didn't write that, and it's like, oh,
that is so. I saw someone on Tinder using my profile pictures,
oh,
and I was like, me?
Oh,
I'm like a 7.2 at best. I was me? God, stop.
Come on, you're tall.
Oh my
God, you're very handsome.
Yeah, right. Dude, get that smile. Look at those clean teeth.
Yeah, you look great in glasses. Come on.
So, I'm probably like 10 or 11 years old.
Oh, the ghost story.
Yeah, 10 or 11 years old.
Yeah.
I never really had anything happen to me. Nobody in the family really had anything happen to us. We were the second owners of this home. As far as we knew, nobody ever died in there or anything. And
doesn't matter sometimes.
Sure. So, excuse me, I had to get a little burpee out.
We heard.
So, whole family, it's my three brothers and my two parents who live there. We all go out to dinner one night and come home. I go up into my bedroom. We all had our own bedrooms. It was a five-bedroom house.
Weird.
I go into my bedroom, and I had my bed was up against one of the windows.
I move all the money bags.
I move all the money out of the way. But
wait, when you guys do your podcast, I don't want to interrupt your
show. Sure.
Do you put spooky music underneath?
No.
We should.
Just this one.
Just the whole time?
No, I'm just joking, but if you want, maybe.
Well, hey, Luke, can we get a little spooky sound when I'm telling this story?
Oh, you're doing it live?
Yeah, why not?
Ooh. Go on, this is great.
We were originally going to fuck with you with sound effects and have you go like, what is that? And then gaslight you and go, what are you talking about?
Oh, but, that's a funny bit.
Yeah.
You can still...
Wait, I just ruined it.
Well, no, I'm like a...
I brought in the sound effects.
I'm
already.
Like a goldfish. I'll forget that information.
Oh,
it's like weird.
Cool.
Yeah.
Forget it.
So, forget it, dude.
Yeah.
So, I come home and my bed is underneath my bed is always underneath the window, beneath the window. And I had curtains on the windows. And the curtains there was two hooks and a rod.
Okay.
So, if you wanted to get the curtain off of the hooks, you had to lift them off the hooks, right?
Yeah.
I come home and I turn on my light and I look and my, the curtain is still on the rod, and it is perfectly draped over my bed.
Oh, wonderful.
The only way for that to happen would be is if you physically lifted it off the hooks and, like, carefully draped it over the bed. It could not have fallen, A, because, like, the windows weren't open. The dog was, you know, the dog had never had a history of doing anything like that. And even then, it would have been, like, you know, flung around, whatever. I just got a chill over my body as soon as I saw it because everything in my little peanut brain was like, that's not normal or right. That's not physics.
Yeah.
That's not normal. So I just called my mom in. My mom comes in and looks at it. And what spooked me the most, she stood there for like a good 2 minutes trying to figure out, okay, how the fuck could this have happened? She calls my dad over. My dad looks and he couldn't figure it out either. And then...
Wait, were they messing with you?
No.
They weren't messing with their little boy.
They would not. They didn't fuck around like that.
Okay.
Ever. Right. But then my mom just offered it to me. you want to sleep in our bedroom? I was like, yeah. And then I slept in their bedroom, and that's it. It was just spooky.
Wait, what about one of your brothers? Was it Sam?
No, because we were all out to dinner together.
Oh.
And then we all came back home at the same time. And yeah, nobody.
Ooh, a weird intruder.
Unless Sam, if you're watching this, you fucker, if you did that, now's the time to let me know.
I love Sam. Do you know, we talk all the time.
Sam is my brother, by the way.
Sam is his brother.
I know him.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know there's another brother, but I haven't.
Nate.
I know. No. Sam is so wonderful.
Nate's the hot one.
I've seen a photo. I wasn't going to mention it.
He looks just, if you've seen that guy on TikTok who chops wood.
Yeah.
Who's really.
Bradley something.
Yeah.
Cooper. Yeah.
My younger brother looks just like him.
Bradley Cooper. God, what a dime piece. I just saw him in Nightmare Alley. Everything. It's a movie that is wonderful.
And you got a big crush on him?
I got a big crush on him, but who doesn't? But Bradley Cooper, man, oh God.
He's a good looking guy.
Oh, but him in this movie, Nightmare Alley, is so good. I love the original too. I want to take a moment to appreciate how cool your story was.
Thanks.
What color were the drapes?
They were like blue and white stripes.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's sort of nautical. Maybe it was like a sailor ghost.
Maybe. It was Long Beach. We were like 6 miles from the ocean.
Yeah, maybe hey, a ghost took a long walk.
Yeah.
Shit, I want to impress him with the story.
Wait, I got one more.
You had the bat, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, dude, the bat was wild. I mean, that was fucking sick, dude.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
I wanted to get in on that, but I didn't want to be weird about it.
It's okay, dude. Okay. We'll have our moment.
Maybe I'll try for the next one.
So
will be more.
My current apartment, I don't get haunted vibes from at all. It's old and it's quaint and it's nice and I feel very cool there.
Wait till Derek comes over.
Yeah, well, you can let me know. But
no, I don't think that it is, if you're saying that.
I've probably 4 or 5 times I've had the following happen to me where I'm laying in bed and I'm asleep, but like I feel, this is my foot off the edge of my bed. I feel, swear to God, it feels just like this, like a hand just slapping my foot. And it jerks me awake.
That was me.
It wasn't you, all right? It jerks me awake, and I'm like, what the fuck? And I've had it happen even when I'm not fully asleep. I'm just like half there, just like someone slapping my
terrifying.
Foot.
That's terrifying.
Yeah.
I would move.
And I get up, but I'm not scared by it. I'm startled, and I...
Dude, I...
And just out of an abundance of caution, I turn and I face the darkness and I just go, hey, can you not? I'm trying to sleep.
That's a good
thing.
We're
sharing, like, I like living here. I like you. I'm sure you're very nice. I'm sorry for jerking off earlier if that's what you're upset about.
Yeah.
I'll try my best not to do that again.
Yeah, hey, stop slapping my foot. That's
you. And then it doesn't happen again. And lately, sometimes if I hear a creak or anything, because again, it's old and things creak.
Have you done sort of a test to be like, you know, maybe get a little piece of paper and make a chart. You know, you jacked off this night. You didn't this night. And maybe you'll find that the nights that you do it, it doesn't happen.
Yeah. Well, I didn't.
And then you're going to be having a lot of fun. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Just like, hey, you want to slap my, you want to have a little fun tonight?
Hey, let's do the foot thing.
Let's do the foot thing. Hey, here's what I'll do. I'll jerk off. I'll fall asleep. And then you can come out and give me a little foot.
You can play with my feet all you want. Yeah. I don't like, that was actually like my stomach kind of dropped. I don't like that.
It's the weirdest thing to just have your foot get slapped.
Yeah, I would. I don't really believe in ghosts. And I honestly think it's because I don't have the capacity for like.
Dealing with
it. Yeah. If that was happening, like. I don't want
terrifying.
Yeah.
I don't want to steal the story, but did you see Phil's ghost video?
Yes.
I wish I didn't look at it.
Come on.
Okay, so they were at this bar and they were talking about ghosts and this group next to them were like, "Do you guys want to see a ghost video?"
No, I want to see it.
I can show it to you. And so they show them this video and they're at this old apartment in New York and they're dancing, they're drunk and dancing, and the girl kind of gets this look on her face, looks over, and they point the camera, and I don't even like...
It's like...
Go on!
It's a little girl.
It's a little girl in like a nightgown, and you can see her walk by. They're like, what the fuck? And it's so bad, they show the video to the landlord, and the landlord's like, you can break the lease. And
Wait a minute.
That's
in a club?
No. This was in the apartment.
Oh.
But the video was shown to our friend at a bar.
And the next day, they were literally trying to track down the video because they didn't have it. And someone came through and gave them the video. And he was like, DM me if you want it. And I was like, I have to see it. And then I watched it and I was pissed. I wish I didn't see it.
Just a visceral reaction.
I don't like
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
Because Phil sent me the video too, because I wanted to see it. I had seen it on the internet a couple of years ago.
You had?
And other people pointed it out to him.
Okay.
When I said it to him, he said, yeah, other people told me that. And I always think that that is the work of someone doing a very good hoax to go viral.
I sometimes think about when I see incredibly well-executed ghost trick videos.
Yeah.
I sometimes think, and I know this sounds a little bit weird, but if you think about it for a moment, it kind of makes sense. You know how there's like radical Christians who do hells where they, or I'm sorry, like plays where they put high schoolers in hell and show people what's going to happen and how horrible it's going to be and how you're going to get tortured.
No, I didn't know that.
No.
No, wait, what? Do you not know about that?
No.
High school plays?
No. It's a certain type of thing. There's a name for them, and the viewers who are much smarter than me are going, oh yeah, they're called this. It's like a thing. They do like these productions at like Christian
like
high schools. Yeah.
Oh.
And it's like, and it'll be like a girl, you know, like the curtains will open up and it'll be a girl who like has sex with a guy and then she gets, you know, hit by a car. And then the next scene is her in hell with like demons getting stabbed and tortured. And she'll like look to the audience and be like, it's because I had sex, you know, before marriage and stuff. And now I'm here. Like it's an actual thing.
Oh.
Yeah, it's really terrifying. And I don't think that's a very common practice, by the way. They don't go to normal high schools and do that.
Sure.
Oh yeah. But I think that's like a thing to sort of scare people into Christianity. I was terrified as a child of this. Every kid who was a kid in like the 90s and early 2000s will remember this. The recording of hell. It was like that these guys were drilling like through the ice to get to something that's under ice that's valuable and are doing some tests.
In Serbia.
Yeah. And for some reason, there's a microphone on the thing that, you know, tells them how deep they're drilling, you know, and they drill to hell and you hear all these terrible sounds and it's gut-wrenching. I mean, when I heard that as a kid, it was absolutely gut-wrenching.
Yeah.
But then, because of the internet, someone uploaded the recording and they found out that it was like a late 1970s film called like Hell Raiders 4. I'm making up the title. But yeah, so me as a kid was just like, oh, thank God.
Yeah.
It's been debunked. But do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I that was a huge story that was circulating. And I think that it's kind of done with the best of intentions, weird use of that phrase, but from these people of like, well, we're making it up, but it is real. So I sometimes think when I see those incredibly elaborate ghost videos, maybe they're done by like a Christian organization that's like, well, we have to scare people. So they think that, you know, I think that's like 5% of them, but I think it sometimes.
Yeah. I saw a TikTok of a security guard because some of them I really do believe.
Yeah.
This is, I'll have to send it to Luke right now. And sorry, we can cut this part out.
You don't have a case on your phone?
No, I don't believe in cases. And here's why.
Three for three.
Because I dropped this phone. This one is as stable and sturdy as the iPhone 5, the little brick. This thing, I drop it all the time and it does not fucking crack.
Oh, yeah?
It don't crack. This video is spooky wookie.
I'm not going to like
it. What the fuck? Spooky wookie?
See, but that's like the thing you're talking about.
Yeah.
I remember when it came out, and it's like I couldn't listen to it.
Oh.
And I talked about recently on the other podcast.
So you have an experience with this as well? Like it scared you?
Oh yeah, but even hearing that it's fake,
yeah,
is not enough for me. I don't. It's already done the
really?
Damage. I can't fuck with ghosts. Scary movies fuck me up. Scary stories.
Oh, he gets scared at trailers for scary.
Really?
Yeah, I don't like it. So like, I'm just like when people talk about ghosts, I'm like they're not real. Can't deal with
that. Is so funny. I can't get scared enough. Like I play the most horrible video games, like in the dark, headphones on, windows open. I try to scare myself because nothing can scare me.
That's insane.
Yeah,
like, I am.
I mean,
so jealous
seeing you walk into the apartment and like when you guys get into the building, I was like, nope, no. And then you guys went to the hospital.
Oh yeah. Oh, I will say, I guess being in environments like that can scare me. But yeah, when it comes to like media stuff, nothing could scare me. But yeah, being in actual haunted places can
that would be terrifying.
Yeah, when there's things happening all around you and things are toppling over and doors are opening and all these things are happening, it's like a huge problem.
Could be a crackhead.
Oh, like the video.
Got hold of the wrong stuff.
Oh, the
leprechaun?
Yeah.
To me, look like a leprechaun to me. Everyone's a leprechaun fan?
Yeah!
I want to know where to go. There was like a song that I used
this
to
listen
to.
This is a leprechaun whistle. It was passed down from my great-great-great-great-grandfather.
We're really,
just like a pipe.
We're really aging ourselves here, boys.
Okay, so this is a TikTok that came on my For You page. It is a security guard who works at a cemetery, and he's in like the mausoleum.
Oh,
this,
I have always wanted
this
that
is
job.
Like,
see, I don't think I can
watch this.
Ugh.
Has crazy paranormal experiences while at work, so we started recording the moments.
So,
I'm actually hearing something banging on the door. I'm hoping I'm going to catch it, son of a bitch. Door was open again. Hello, security. Hello. Hey, you need to come out. I'm not playing anymore.
I really don't like this.
Oh, you're freaking out.
I don't know where the hell these people are. Or where.
Dude, just being in there.
Jesus fucking Christ.
He's even had multiple moments where you can actually hear voices inside the cemetery building.
Anybody in here? Hello?
That's a dumb ghost.
Yeah, but listen, you gotta get out of here.
Sorry, no, I'm not a doctor.
You're gonna have to come talk to me, okay? Where are you at? I can't see you. You're correct, so you need to come out, okay?
Yeah. And one night, he got called about a flickering light inside the church, so we went to go check it out.
Okay, guys. I'm really not sure what's going on here. Nope. Yeah, I'm fucking done. This is some spooky fucking shit going on here. This is why my security officer fucking quit.
This security guard works at a cemetery.
Wait, okay. Did you ever see the one of the two? It's somewhere in South America. It's the two security guards working in a hospital at night, and there's like a door clanging.
No.
Luke, if you... Oh, this guy does some shit. I don't know what this technology is where it like outlines bodies, but you can see his body. For the audio listener, I wish you could see it. But it's I wish you could see it. But the guy on the left has like a stick figure thing outlining his body, and then you see the supposed ghost that the technology is identifying as a figure.
Sure.
Yeah. So look, he reaches out to it.
Oh.
Copy me. Touch my hand.
Touch my hand.
Are you a ghost? I prepared some beans for you.
Touch my hand in it.
Man, that's a
slow reach.
Timid ghost.
Yeah. Wait, but I don't see anything.
Exactly, but you see the like the technology. Boy, he's got is that Michael J. Fox? He's touching.
Yeah. Oh.
Sorry.
All right. Wait. Listen. It was the first one was gold. It was fun. It was a thrill for the audio listeners. They got to hear some screeching and some shouting. Now you're just pointing at stick figures and telling the audio listeners to roll with the punches.
Luke, if you can search for a security guard's like clanging door haunted
all right. Well,
or
we
something.
Don't need to keep on
we'll find that one while we're talking here. So
we got a guest. Man, anyway, to the freaking guy.
Yeah, wow.
He doesn't want to watch TikTok.
What? Did you see what BlackBerry did or Bed Bath & Beyond did this week? The freaking stock, huh?
This is the part where he tells us how much money he made.
I didn't. I made like 12 grand on it, but then I gave back 6 immediately.
Interesting.
No, gave it back not. To who?
To the market gods.
Oh, lost it? That's how you...
I overstayed my welcome.
Oh, it sounds like... You made it sound like you gave it away to philanthropy.
Yeah.
I gave it back. Is this it? No.
Listen, I don't want to throw salt in your game. If you talk about finances here, talk about finances.
Yeah, we do. But just one last thing, I just wanted to see if
he gets like addicted to the. He gets so lost.
No, that's not it.
And
fuck. Yeah, move on. Sorry. Thank you, Luke.
That's fine. I loved the ghost video that you
thank you
brought up. You know what? I just did a. This is what I mean when I try. I sort of like put myself in experiences that. I want to get scared. So I did a meditation at night inside of a mausoleum at Hollywood Forever Cemetery.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
So it was like a sound bath thing with like, you know, some like hippie types in there, right?
Sure.
But it's a massive mausoleum. So I asked the guy, Johnny, who was hosting the sound bath, I said, because they were all sort of in the center of the mausoleum and there were a couple lights. And I said, Johnny, is it cool if I go like deep into the mausoleum? And I just like pointed at what was just darkness, just black darkness in it's like a church basically, you know, mausoleum with the walls and stuff, with all the bodies in the walls. Yeah. And he was like, yeah, dude, of course you can. And I was like, great. Oh man, I tell you what, about 30 minutes in, I was regretting it.
Why? What was happening?
Just because I was spooked to hell.
And that takes a lot to spook you.
Yeah, I mean,
you're like an addict. You're chasing a bigger high.
It was, yeah, it was really, it was really intense. Like as it got darker, because the sun was sort of like coming down. It just got like there were just people standing next to me.
Wow. Whoa,
yeah, definitely.
Do you think it's because they're pissed off that they're buried in a fucking wall?
They didn't like me there. That's for sure.
Why?
You can tell when they're.
Yeah, it's their place at night. But yeah, it was pretty spooky. Do you ever think about why mausoleums don't smell bad?
Why?
Well, aren't they like
because they're so in tune?
Enclosed and everything?
But yeah, it's just really interesting. My friend Caitlin, who's an incredible YouTuber and she's a mortician, she lets me stay at her cabin sometimes. She's wonderful. Oh God, I love her. Huh. But she made a video about that. Why don't mausoleums smell bad?
Because
it's
why?
A bunch of decaying, rotting corpses yeah. in the walls. Yeah, ventilation systems, and sometimes they fail and things go south.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's really bad. But yeah, drainage systems and ventilation systems, because all those fluids have to come out and smells have to come out, and they go right up into the sky. But when things go badly, you know, right away, because there will be puddles.
Damn, you know it's bee
oh
smelling.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Puddles of, like, human fluid.
Exactly. I'm really into, you know, cemeteries and stuff, and I take people on tours through Hollywood Forever Cemetery. Not, like, a paid gig. I could. That'd be a cool side hustle.
I want to go once and see if I could do it.
Please come with me. We'll go during the day. It's not scary. But oh. I'll show you Anton Yelchin's grave, which is really beautiful.
I
think about him. Oh, I swear I think about Anton Yelchin at least once a day still.
Damn. Yeah, that was
I used
tragic
to do yoga
one.
There during the pandemic.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I'm upset. One of my favorite people on the whole planet, his name is Tyler Cassidy, who, and I don't mean Froggy Fresh, I love him, but Tyler Cassidy is the guy who owns Hollywood Forever Cemetery.
Oh.
There's an owner of it?
Yes, he bought it when he was 24 years old for $250,000.
What year?
1997, I think. Or no, it might have been 2001, sorry. Around that time, though.
Holy shit.
Oh, it was, you don't want to, I would go on a 17-minute tangent right now about that whole story. But you know, it's a crazy story. The guy who owned it before was a criminal who got, you know, put away. He was selling premium plots for like $200 just to pay off debts and stuff. And yeah, he was just, it was horrible. People were like living there. It was vandalized. It was falling apart. So
damn.
They just had to sell it. And this handsome young cemeterian came along who looked like a supermodel, by the way, which of course, LA was very intrigued
this
by.
This is the new guy?
Yeah, Tyler
he's
Cassidy.
Super hot.
Ooh, super I want to die and get buried yeah. Tyler Cassidy.
He's still super hot. No, he's gorgeous. Anyways, yeah, if you want to see, you Google Tyler Cassidy Hollywood Forever Cemetery. He's a fox.
Wow.
Google Tyler Cassidy sexy.
Ooh.
Sexy cemetery.
All these adjectives. No, but he's oh my God, look at him.
Oh, yeah, he's a good-looking guy.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, you know, you went to a current pit there.
Hey, bitch, you want to die?
That's you look better. I mean, yeah, when he came, you know, he was, anyways. But he's cool. Like, he's the reason why there's, you know.
How'd you meet him?
Oh, I haven't met him. That would be fantastic.
Oh,
I just know a lot about him because I do. but
well,
yeah.
Any listeners know Tyler Cassidy. Let's connect
here. Oh,
Garrett.
My God. That'd be so sick. I want to sit down with him and talk to him. But yeah, he has concerts there. Like, I saw, like, James Blake there and stuff.
I
and
saw the just, Flaming Lips there.
You see? And think about how unusual that is. That's because of him, because he wants to celebrate death. And I'm
yeah,
a
the
very
Parquet Course played there.
I'm super yes. And the Synespia, the movies, and I'm
love
I love. I'm very death positive. I love the Stoic approach to death, and I think about it a lot.
What does death positive mean?
It means that you think about it a lot, and you think it's pretty cool, but not
right.
in like a gothy way, which is that's fine as well. But it's not like a drab thing. It's
and like
just,
Americans are very like anti-death
yeah,
and scared
yeah,
of it and don't confront
it
in any way.
We treat death like bathrooms. That porcelain, white, clean, expensive. Mm-hmm. You can't be human. You can't be. It's such a cool thing. I love death positivity. It's just meditating on it a lot and thinking about it. It's why I like this liquid.
How do you hope to die?
Oh, I have. Oh, boy. I would like to. Well, I have the greatest answer for this that sounds psychopathic, if that's a word.
Yeah.
But when people think about it for 1 second, it makes all the sense in the world. The greatest way to die would be this. You know how we have no scale, basically, when it comes to, like, the cosmos?
Mm-hmm.
How Earth is, like, compared to, you know, all these other planets, we're just, like, a speck of dust?
Yeah.
I sometimes think about that, because you know how we have asteroids flying through space, and some are just, like, the size of, you know, whatever. They're small, and some are big.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, is there something out there flying around that's, like, 150,000, you know, times the size of Earth that's just going at some ungodly speed that no one could ever clock? I know that sounds insane, and I know nothing about science, but that could take us out. In, like, if it hit us at the speed it would be going, it's like it wouldn't even know. It wouldn't even put a dent in it. Like, if it hit and obliterated Earth.
It wouldn't even change its course.
It wouldn't even change its course. No, like, it wouldn't even feel it. It'd be like a fly landing on
bug on a windshield.
Yes. So my answer to that, the best way to die would be at the same time with everybody else.
Ooh, oh, that's
yeah.
really beautiful.
Because yeah. there's a song by Beyonce called Other Side, which is so beautiful, and I can't believe we don't have more songs about death. And she expresses that about, like, if I have to die, my only hope is that it's at the same damn time as you. Well, she's speaking to someone she loves, yeah. a friend, you know, family member, something. And I love that sentiment so much. So I know it's a bit morbid, but the best way to die would be instantaneously and at the same time with everyone, so no one had to grieve you.
Yeah.
And no that one had, nice. You know what I mean? Because, you know.
I wish that Beyonce, instead, that song was about her, about an asteroid hitting. And her being like, I can't believe we're all going to die at the same time. Or
what if we just get wiped out while we're recording?
Well, I love that stuff.
Yeah.
There's all these doomsday theories about, like, things that could make that happen. And, yeah, just nothing. Just
how did you become death positive?
Well, I was obsessed with death as a kid. I was very morbid. I used to draw the Titanic breaking in half and all the people falling off and helicopters, you know, and, like, zombies. And, a lot of people, I think, hearing that understand that. Mm-hmm. Like, right? Were either of you morbid kids?
I had a morbid side, sure.
I don't think I was.
I was Halloween, everything. I was completely head over heels in love with it, obsessed with it. And so I don't know. But then obviously, you know, I grew up and got into, like, you know, philosophy and just started thinking more about it. Mm-hmm. And it's less of a gimmick now and more of just something I find deeply intriguing. But yeah, I think people are so terrified of death. But once you embrace it, it's actually really cool. Because once you embrace it, you're like, oh, wait, I need to live a really beautiful life, like, right now. Which I know sounds kind of like 101. But when you really think about it, it's super cool. Because, like, suddenly this can that I'm holding, or, like, just looking at you or you, becomes the most beautiful thing in the world. Yeah. It's incredible.
It is really refreshing when someone acts, because we pretend like it's not going to ever happen.
Yeah.
But no, it's never going to happen to me.
One of my favorite, do you know Warren Zevon?
No.
Singer-songwriter from the 1970s, but mm-hmm. he famously found out he had cancer and he was going to die. Oh. And they were basically like, we could do this treatment, you might get 5 years out of it. And he was like, no. But because he was going to have a really low quality of life.
Yeah.
So he was like, we're making a rock and roll record. He gets all his friends and stuff, and he makes this beautiful album, and it ends with Keep Me In Your Heart, which is you know, a letter to his friends and family. It's this, like, really gut-wrenching.
My God.
And he goes on Letterman. Letterman was very good to him, had him on a bunch, and he got a lot of exposure that way. And there's this very famous interview where Letterman is like, it's very weird to be talking to someone who's going to expire. And, you know, it's very beautiful.
Well, was his response to that, like, aren't we all? Or I don't know, like, did he?
He's just very upfront about it all. He's like, you know, this is what happens. He's like, I lived hard. I didn't go to the doctor for decades, and here I am. And, you know, he's very upfront about not wanting to, because most people in that situation are like, let's do the treatment. I want to live as long as possible.
Yes.
Even if it's a low quality of life.
Oh, my goodness.
And he was like, I don't want to do that. I want to, you know.
Yeah, there's this book called Civilized to Death that I think is really interesting that speaks a lot about that and the quality of life that we'll tolerate under those circumstances. And yeah, it's just, that's, thank you for telling me about that. I'm going to look into that person and watch those interviews. That's fantastic.
I always think about how there's I don't know if I believe in, like, determinism and free will versus all of that shit. But what spooks me out is, like, for example, last week there was this terrible car accident. This woman was going like 100 miles an hour and blew through a red light.
Someone said that she lived.
Oh, yeah, she was unscathed.
What? On earth?
Yeah. And she had been in, like, 16 car accidents prior to
this.
The
footage is horrible. Oh, I would advise not to look it up. It's
She just killed an entire family in the blink of an eye.
It looks like a missile going into an intersection. But it looks like a missile.
What gets me is,
was something wrong with her?
No, she wasn't drunk or anything.
Oh, she was just driving.
She was going, like, 100 miles per hour.
At, like, 10 in the morning.
Is she going to be put away for life?
Oh, yeah, 90 years to life is what her...
Oh, and she killed someone else and not herself.
Yeah, killed like 5 people.
Jesus.
Yeah. But so prior to that, those people in that car humming along, none of them have any idea that the little invisible clock over their head only reads like 50 more seconds.
Oh,
and it's just counting down. That's what gets me. Is like, what's my clock say? I have no idea.
Interesting.
What's it say, Garrett? I know you can see
it. No, I just am a visual person.
Yeah, so that's what I imagine. Or you know what really gets me?
What
gets
you?
And I don't think that I'm the first person to talk about this, but
it's okay.
What kind of gets a fire under my ass sometimes is if your life were an iPhone battery, and even assuming that you live 100 years,
sure,
100% of the thing,
yeah.
Me at the age of 34,
yeah.
That means that my battery now reads 66%.
Interesting.
And if I'm if I've got my phone and I look at the battery at 66%, I'm like, damn, I should plug this in soon.
Interesting.
That's spooky as all get out.
No, you can't be plugged in.
No. And that's assuming, again, that that's going to be 100 years. If I'm living to 80, which is still great,
yeah,
that's 20% less, which is, what's 20% of 66? That's 12.
Just let him do it. He'll
12
time himself,
something, I think.
Cool. I never learned my times tables. I had every high school teacher tell, oh, you're not going to get by if you don't learn your times table.
And now look at you.
Now look at me. Dumb.
Nine times three. Come on, you got
it. No, I don't know.
Nine times three.
Literally don't know how to
There's
do that.
There's a trick you can do.
No, I don't. I can't.
Wait, that reminds me of the, have you ever seen, there was, it was like an article or a book, and I can't place it, but it's so depressing. I think it's supposed to be uplifting and be like, you know, use your time wisely or whatever, but it basically breaks down, you know, if you're someone who, you know, moved away far from home, if you moved across the country, you know, and you see your parents
27
twice a year.
Thank you.
You see your parents twice a year, Christmas and one time in the summer, say. Uh-huh. They're like, if you're age 33, and your parents are going to die at 75, you will see them like
12 more times.
Yeah, and you're like, "Holy shit." Yeah, yeah.
That is insane.
Yeah, and it's a wild one.
I wish I never read it. And it's like all these things of like you'll see your best friend who lives across the country, you know, 17 more times and it's just like
that when you see things like that.
Yeah.
It is so weird how we live nowadays. I know everyone knows this, but like it is insane what we do. We're all so lonely.
Oh,
we're
yeah.
all so obsessed with ourselves. We're obsessed with things that don't matter. We're not in communities. We don't see our families. We don't truly like, it's so crazy. We're all just lonely and in like weird little houses and apartments and doing things that generally don't matter that much.
Yeah.
You know, that's what the Civilized to Death book. I know I'm not, I sound like I'm just promoting this book left and right.
No, I want to read that. I just,
it's really beautiful.
My mom is, she was born and raised in Greece. And so we used to go a lot as kids.
Mm.
And I went back this summer and I hadn't been back in a while and I forgot how different, you know, we go to where her family's from and, they know everyone. I mean, their cousins are like siblings. We walk around, like it takes forever to walk somewhere because they bump into someone they know and you know, everyone just seems so happy. They know everyone. I walk around LA. I don't know anyone. I don't know my neighbors.
Isn't it crazy that we tell ourselves, I know I tell myself, well, you're in your earning years right now. I mean, you're just working and, you know, you keep on making stuff on the internet and keep on doing well and putting away brand deals and, you know, make it like, there's a noble side to it, of course. I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole. I kind of did earlier, but there's the monetary side of it as well, right?
Yeah.
And everyone does this. You tell yourself, oh, I'm just going to keep on working and eventually I'll get to that life where I go move to Washington and hang out with my nieces and nephews
right.
and be around my brother and hang out and stuff. My niece just turned, 17. And I was like, oh, wait, where was I as her uncle?
Yeah.
Well, I missed that.
Right.
You know, and there's still love there. But still, it's just like, whoa, at what point do we just kind of submit to that energy? Because, right, eventually, like you said, you never know where that time clock is above your head.
You know what gets me is the life stats, so to speak. Yeah. Like, you know, at the end of a video game, you get all your stats.
Oh, I wish. I want to know how many.
Oh,
yeah.
Man. Sometimes when I'm brushing my teeth, I'm like, there's a finite amount of times I'm going to brush my teeth in my life.
Whoa.
It's not predetermined, I hope. But, like, there is, at the end of it, it'll be whatever, you know, 20,000 or whatever the fuck it'll be.
Oh.
And every time I brush my teeth, I'm just checking off one more time.
Oh.
And I'm getting closer to the last time I brush my teeth, because there will be a last time. There will be a final time you brush those things.
Aww.
And you're just counting.
I'm just counting.
Well, we're still young, more. Though. I mean, I dated a girl, and I remember her dad was telling me, he was like, I figured it out. I know how, I always buy the same pair of shoes, and I know how long it takes for them to wear out.
Whoa.
And so I figured how long I have left, and I bought all the shoes I'll ever need.
That is nuts.
And I was like,
did you give him a hug? Sir, do you need a hug?
That is wild.
He's just got a finite amount of shoes.
That'd be like a really cool kind of avant-garde commercial for whatever shoe company that is.
You should have said, yeah. I think you overcalculated. You got way too many shoes here. There's no way you're living this long.
Oh, that is nuts.
Yeah, that freaked me out.
Yeah, wow.
That's when I was like, I'm still young. You know, I have no idea how many shoes I'm going to have in my life.
You know what got me feeling at peace with death finally was that Joan Didion book, The Year of Magical Thinking, which is about her husband croaking of a heart attack, but knowing years earlier, he had gone to like a doctor who basically told him, hey, you got a ticking time bomb,
yeah.
Widowmaker, whatever the thing is called.
Whoa.
And he just accepted it and was like, yeah, okay, well, at least now I know.
Huh.
And that's it, and there's nothing I can do about it. And so, and just something about it hit me. I was on this plane, and I started to cry a little bit. I was because I felt relief. I'm like, oh, yeah. I don't have to worry anymore. Like, hey, if that's because that's what I envision is the way I'm going to go because my dad went that way.
Yeah.
His dad went that way. And I think my great grandfather might have died of heart shit in his 60s. So I'm like, there's an irony that the more I worry about dying in my early 60s,
yeah.
the more likely it's going to happen.
Interesting.
Because I'm going to like stress myself into it.
Sometimes I have to work on self-editing, mm-hmm. you know, like in my brain. Because as you were telling that story, I want to do this bit where I go, ah! And scare you? Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you have rolled with it?
Yeah.
I didn't want to disrespect.
No.
Oh, it's no, he's no. very, he's yeah. game.
Sure, trust me, it would have been yeah. very funny. You got it by 22%, basically, like even yeah. me telling you in that kind of tepid way.
Yeah.
But imagine.
You imagine if you did that, I would have played yeah. along.
Oh.
What if I took it to the furthest extent?
Oh, that would have been great.
Yeah, and then did it around on you, and you had to call 911.
And then
I got like a $5,000 ambulance bill.
Yeah. Just like, oh, then we all start doing it to each other, and it's like a Cuban Missile Crisis of heart attack.
I yeah. swear to God, I'll do it. Do you ever sometimes when you're cranking hog, you feel like you're really straining your heart?
No. No.
Yeah, I'm going to say no because he did.
Damn.
I mean, if you do, it's okay.
No, I don't.
Yeah, mine feels fine.
I check my heart rate sometimes.
Yeah, me too.
You got a heart monitor?
Yes.
That doesn't even look.
Well, I know, but you don't want to. Yes, it's a fantastic little watch.
That is. I really like it.
Thanks.
You got to fix that. What is that? The
strap
extra
broke.
Strap.
The strap broke, and for a couple
of
years.
Well, how fantastic could it be then?
Well, come on. I've been using a zip tie, but it actually just it fell off.
You need a little. I don't know, glue or some shit. I don't know what the hell. Right. I can't wear watches. I got this damn wrist bone. It
you
pops
got a
out
weird wrist bone. I've never noticed that.
My
about
wrist.
You.
Do you guys not have these? These
I've
prominent.
Got a little
you
one.
Got one. You got yeah. They.
But the watch sits below it.
Yeah. Just make it bigger.
Down here feels too.
Oh yeah. Too
maybe
much.
I'll go to a cosmetic surgeon and have them shave down my wrist bone.
Oh yeah. Cool.
Doctor fucking whatever.
Ben got back from his elective wrist surgery.
Yeah. Do you notice anything about me? Ben, your wrists look so sexy. I've never been attracted to a wrist before.
Ooh.
I got a buddy who's into ankles.
Really?
Yeah. He's like, I saw this girl's ankles. Couldn't do it. And then it'll be like, I was getting a hand job from my girlfriend and I was just focused on her ankles. Great ankles.
I always think about that. Where does that stuff come from? You know?
You just an appreciation for the finer things on the human body.
Fantastic. I love the human body.
Yeah, it's tight. What's your favorite part?
I think hands are really cool.
Hands are tight.
Hands are just like, I love, like, they're so sculptural and interesting. I love hands in animation, like the medium of animation. I think they're really cool. How different illustrators choose to go about them. There's this video game called Dishonored. I'm a huge gamer that has really interesting, like, approach to. I just think hands are really cool. Like, on statues, they're the most interesting part. On humans, they're an interesting part as well. Well, I mean, it's not really ever about reviewing them. Okay, I'm not like,
oh, that means they suck.
He looked a little disgusted when I put them out.
No, it's cool. I like your scars on your knuckles are cool. I have a lot of scars on my hands because I used to get really drunk in high school and pound on doors with my friend Dakota. It was great. It was for fun. You know,
sure.
Like, his basement was, you know... You know what I mean? Like, yeah. We would. It was like very silly teenage behavior of like our hands were bleeding and there were,
Jesus,
wood, there was wood in our hands and it was like, I won't stop. You know, you won't stop. Who's gonna stop first? Blood all over the walls.
I would be pulling my punches.
Ooh.
To fuck with Dakota. He'd hurt his hands and I'd be fine.
Oh, we were always roughhousing. We were sweet boys though.
You know my least favorite part of the human body.
Oh, well, let me guess.
Guess.
Oh. Well, I don't know why I was looking. It's yours. You didn't mean your body.
Oh, no, my body. I love every inch of it. I'm just kidding.
So do we. Come on. We do, right? Uh-huh. Go on. I can't guess.
Armpits.
Oh.
And the reason
I thought
why
it was going to be the not obvious one.
It's just like a, I don't know. I imagine like getting a fucking knife in there or something.
Ooh,
that's what
that's
I use.
That's why you don't like armpits.
That's what
you imagine
getting
knife
a knife in
them. Going into
well,
because
it's the most uncomfortable. If I had to choose one place to not get stabbed,
yeah,
it wouldn't be the eyes, it wouldn't be the fucking neck.
The armpit.
Just don't stab me in the armpit, please.
Yeah.
Ben, it'd be the worst.
This is why I love you. You're
what?
Always throwing curveballs. It's
yeah.
like,
yeah.
The curveball was so deep that when you said, guess what my least favorite body part was,
uh-huh.
I thought that was going to be the curveball. You were going to pick something weird, the hamstring or something, right?
Yeah.
But you picked a very obvious one,
yeah.
And then you went, because of the stabbing. I wouldn't want to get stabbed.
Well, when I used to
not smoke... because people think they're gross and people say like, "Oh, this is the armpit."
Yeah,
of
ooh, they smell. It went from typical to atypical. Yeah. I love it. Yes, he's so good at that.
Oh yeah,
Ben is so entertaining.
Thank you.
My gosh, whenever he comes over, he's just always entertaining.
I got a story every time.
Ugh.
Something to rant about.
Ugh. Such good rant.
Wait, so speaking of coming over,
yeah.
Are you now the owner of this apartment?
Yes.
In Spokane?
Yeah, kind of.
Are you going to rent it out or?
No, I thought about that. I thought about that, how interesting that would be. But that I was like, I don't want to disrespect the building. I don't even say the name of the building in the video. For those listening, I got a haunted apartment in this building that I'm obsessed with. But I don't want to. I thought it would be really cool to like do it all up in this really cool, like classic sort of timeless way. Not timeless, actually, very dated. But no, but I don't want people like coming in and
sure. Saying,
you know what I mean? It's just it's such a small, intimate building. It's very. Right.
I have an older half brother who lives in Spokane.
I will accept Sam, and I will accept Nate.
No,
that's
his name,
it.
His name is Matt.
I can't.
He's my older. It's on my mom's side.
All right. What's this?
What is what? Oh, this is our outline that we had.
I'm pointing to a screen that they have in front of us.
Yeah.
You're really showing everyone how the sausage is made. You were alluding to
No, people know that the screen kind of is screen. Here. We always refer to the screen.
Yeah, it's responsible. Your guys' set, let me tell you, this set is so impressive. I had a podcast once. It only went 23 episodes. But it was sort of ragtag. It was just like my place and a couch and a couple cameras. We didn't have anyone.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting. Look at you, professionals. There's people on the sidelines.
Oh, yeah.
There's people whispering things left and right. There's screens. There's several lights.
Those aren't people. Those are spooky.
Those are ghosts.
You already told me.
Yeah.
Knucklehead.
That's a...
Oh, where's that coming from?
What are you talking about?
Wait, what's on that screen, though? Huh?
I did want to talk about something. There's one thing that we can get to. We'll get to the other shit in after hours, maybe. But no. Wait, was it... scroll down, please, Luke. Sorry.
IRS?
Yeah, the IRS will the dominant. No.
So on every episode, we ask, you have to tell us how much money you made. And
no.
Then, and then we call the IRS after and we say,
yeah, we rat
so
on you.
Garrett told us.
That's
what,
really...
what did he report?
Can you imagine?
We're just narcs.
I do have, I don't know. Yeah, I don't want to, again, speak about this freely.
Well, so there's one thing that has been happening recently with advertising.
Sure.
And I thought that it would boon well. Be a boon for us. Bode well.
I love marketing, by the way. I think I used to work at Funny or Die
in
marketing,
yeah,
and this is a subject that I think is really cool.
Well, so there's Google, Facebook, and just all the like companies that rely on ad spends are seeing a big downturn in ad money being turned around, and part of that is because of Apple's new privacy thing. You've heard about the app tracker thing?
Do not track.
Yeah. It basically single-handedly destroyed Snapchat.
Wow.
Like Snapchat, I don't know if you've heard about this.
Mm.
Snapchat's stock went from like $70 a share down to like $5.
Holy smokes.
Just absolutely wiped everybody
out.
I mean, no.
Okay. Sounds like maybe you are.
Yeah.
No. Well, okay. Well, I thought about it because when I posted my video, I was like talking to my friend Andrew, and I was like, wait a minute, I have Snapchat on my phone. Like, should I say, you know, something there that there's a video? And
because they have a ghost icon.
Yeah. It was like, so I blew the dust off Snapchat for the first time in like 3 years, and I was like, hey, sorry, I never post here. Anyways, I did.
Yeah.
And I was actually kind of surprised. I looked at like the numbers on it. I was like, okay, that's not bad.
Shit, should we be on Snapchat?
Well, no, don't worry about it. Just take it easy.
Yeah.
I'll never take it easy.
No, we don't take it easy. But so there's that. But then next year, there's this new law coming into effect about cookies, tracking cookies online. So that basically, you know, when you get a banner ad that follows you all over the internet.
Yes.
Like, hey, fucker, you looked at these shoes for your soon to be dead parent.
Oh,
do you want to buy these? Are you sure?
Even after you bought them like 3 weeks ago, you're like, dude, I'm good.
But they're going to be, these marketers are going to be without those cookies next year. So all that ad money, because you know, you've worked with these marketers, they have budgets that they have to use. Because if they don't use it, then next year their budget is smaller.
Yeah.
So they have to use it. So begs the question, where's that money going to go, man? They gotta put it somewhere. How about into the coffers of the podcasts?
Oh.
Such as ours, such as yours that you should revive, even though it's a lot of work. Hey, you know, you hire someone, hire a little, you know.
You want to do it for me?
buttons. I wouldn't know the first thing about it, buddy. I'd be like, I guess the red buttons record.
What was your podcast called?
It was called Sweet Boys.
Sweet Boys? And what was the, was there a premise?
It was just a couple sweet boys. My friend Andrew Sawicki and I, it was wonderful. We had a really, really fun time doing it, but it was sort of like a Pandy project, you know?
Pandemic.
Yeah. But it was really fun. And, oh yeah, there it is. Look at
that. You got a YouTube channel sitting here with 546,000 subscribers.
Oh yes.
And you're just like, ah, he's a fucking guy.
Well,
you need to revive it, dude. It's so fun. It's fun to do.
It is fun to do. Sweet Boys will return in a capacity, but probably not in a podcast capacity. Listen, the spirit of Andrew and I, that guy right there, that wonderful, beautiful fella, he's like one of my closest friends, and we make stuff together all the time. So the spirit of Sweet Boys is in everything we make, and he like worked on the last video with me, and I'm launching a bunch of stuff right now. So no, it's still there. Like, I saw that comment a million times under the video of like, the Sweet Boys are back. So it was like I don't know how to talk about how it's going to sort of return. Right. The energy of it is still there, though.
I can feel it in this room with us.
Well, yeah, but I think that, speaking for a very long time like that, I'm not sure if it was great for either of us.
Well, how long?
It's not good for us. We're going insane.
How long was each? Do you know how long we've been talking right now?
No, I don't. I
take a guess.
It's been 6 hours.
I don't know. Time?
66 minutes.
I love it.
Not bad, right?
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Every time I get going, when I go, but you know what I'm better served as? I'm better going on people's podcasts and doing a weird like ramble.
Yeah.
And then just.
Well, you got to do what we do and have a little bit of an outline so you have a skeleton to follow.
I know. You know what? Maybe someday. Who knows? Who knows? Who knows? For now, the plate's full.
Yeah.
But I do. It was a great time. And I commend it. It was really interesting to learn what that was like podcasting. And I commend you two for doing it so beautifully here in this office.
You don't have anywhere to be, right? Because I don't know if our producers told you. We're kind of like Joe Rogan. We go for like 3.5-4 hours.
Nothing matters. Okay. No, we're all going to... We have times above our heads.
We're going to go until the big asteroid comes.
Oh, I don't want it to happen, but come on.
I would like a gamma ray burst, personally.
What is it?
It's when it's basically the feces of a black hole.
Oh.
And it shoots out in whatever direction.
Yeah.
And it's just like a ultra concentrated something kind of radiation that just absolutely eviscerates whatever it passes through.
Yeah, that sounds pretty relaxing.
Yeah. Right?
At the end of the day, it really does.
Yeah. You know what I wouldn't want to die in? A tsunami. That'd be the worst.
You know what I sometimes think about? I don't know if this is the correct place to peddle this theory, but I sometimes think about one of the most interesting like afterlife theories. It's not really an afterlife theory at all. Of course, we all know the conversation about simulation theory. Is the space reality? Whatever. It's been years of that conversation. But I think about this being an educational system. Like, okay, so I die. Like in 6 years, I get hit by a car, whatever. I just instantly die, have a heart attack, anything. And I wake up and I'm in the body of like a 16-year-old girl and I'm in a really beautiful, clinic or something with my family members around. And it's like, hey, it's okay. Calm down. Breathe deep. It's fine. It's fine. Your name is Elizabeth. The year is 4062. Like, and she kind of remembers like, oh, that's right. Oh my God. Then it's like a collegiate system and people rate themselves like, how many lives did you had? And she gets to live, the life of like a guy and, born in whatever, like a white male in this time with the experiences I had, either learning lessons.
Voluntarily?
Like imagine you get plugged into different lives and then you live them. So it's like if someone was incredibly, I love the way this sounds. Sometimes I say things out loud and I'm like, wait, this is falling apart. But this isn't. I love the idea. Can you imagine? It's like, oh, I've lived 8 lives. I lived like the life of like a slave in Egypt, once upon a time. And that was horrible. And I learned a lot from that. And then I came back and I jumped into my next one, And
have you ever read the story by the guy who did The Martian? It's a short story, but it's basically
no.
You keep living every life on Earth until you...
Oh, that would suck.
But isn't that interesting to think that this could just be like a collegiate system, like an educational thing?
I guess. That sounds exhausting for my poor soul.
Well, you don't realize it while you're in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then, but can you imagine...
But then you're an enlightened being.
Yeah, and it's only 2 weeks for the girl or whoever you are in your real life and laid up in a beautiful clinic. And maybe our families are very wealthy to be able to put us through this. This is very...
Sick, we got it like that.
There you go. I saw a funny meme Just that sentence makes you feel like a shithead. It's like the year is 2040 and you're, you know, you're 70 years old and one of your shitty grandkids comes up and points his little laser at you,
yeah,
causing you to experience like 1,000 years of torment within 10 seconds.
Yeah.
And when you finally come out of it, you're full of terror and like you've lived 1,000 years and your nephew goes, pranked you or whatever. It's like, oh, man.
I love it.
Because they've toyed around with that kind of thing of prison sentences being delivered in an instant.
Whoa.
But to the prisoner, it feels like 1,000 years have passed.
How spooky.
That's horrible.
I know.
I saw this meme once that was one of the most comforting things I've ever seen when it comes to like afterlife stuff. It was the meme format is called Cool Bug Facts, and it's like this 3D like worm on the left with like the words on the right.
Yeah.
And it said the most beautiful thing, and I think I've told no less than 150 people about this because it actually brought me so much peace. It just said, before birth is the same thing as after death. Or like, you know, but yeah, like your existence before birth is the same thing as like after death. So what are you so afraid of?
Yeah, it's nothing.
Wait, say it again?
Like before you're born, mm-hmm. Do you remember being born? Or like before you were born?
Right.
That's the same as being dead.
Oh, so right.
What are you so afraid of?
Right.
I thought that was so beautiful to be like, oh.
I'll tell you what I'm afraid of. Missing out.
Missing out on this liquid death.
It's missing out on everything.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like... some cool new music.
I sometimes feel that way.
A new
way,
color
though,
being invented.
And then,
yeah.
Have you ever, I don't know, I'm a bit of a hypochondriac, so.
You are?
Yeah. And sometimes, you know, something weird happens on your body.
Yeah.
And you can't help but be like, well, that's cancer and it's probably spread to my organs or whatever.
Yeah.
And then I start to go, oh my God, there's so many things I want to do. I want to see my family. I want to.
Mm-hmm.
So many books I want to read.
So many books I want to read.
So many different beans I haven't tasted.
I want to experience.
This guy loves beans. He doesn't shut up about it.
Do you remember when in elementary school when they make you like grow a lima bean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I kept on uncovering it in the process, and there's a life lesson there. If you keep uncovering the soil to check on the seed, that shit ain't ever
going to
grow.
It's not
you
going
gotta
to.
Let it.
A watched bean never grows.
A watched bean never grows. Folks, we're being told to stop because we're running out of time.
This happens every
episode. So we're going to go ahead and...
Did we talk about anything?
No, but we got after. Would you like to stick around for the bonus hour?
Oh, I don't care.
Okay,
whatever.
Great.
I'm whatever. Nothing matters.
folks, if you're a first timer here as a fan of Garrett's, we certainly hope you've enjoyed the show. Normally, we talk about other stuff, but you know, we also dick around plenty too. So
this was great. People love it when we talk about other
stuff.
This was very like death heavy. We never get to talk about this.
Please
kind of stuff.
Subscribe. We're at like 37,000 YouTube subscribers,
ooh.
And once we hit 50,000, Emil and I are going to share an on-screen kiss. And once we get to 100,000, it's
really?
True. Yeah, we're 37,300. That's great.
I've been kissing my hand.
So, oh yeah, he's been preparing.
Well, he is much better than a hand. We make out every night.
That's certainly
well,
true.
Well, that's why I'm trying to get good.
And at 100,000, so you want to go and subscribe, and you hit that little bell so that you know when the videos drop every Friday. And when we hit 100,000 subscribers, we're going to do a partially nude calendar.
Just our penises.
Just our penises.
That's really,
naked.
Really funny.
Yeah, baby. We're going to put little hats on them and everything. You're going to color them up. But so we hope you've enjoyed this special episode of Trillionaire Mindset. Go to tmgstudios.tv to subscribe if you want to see the After Hours show and get an ad-free experience. Thank you so much, Garrett Watts, for joining us this week.
You're welcome.
It's been a pleasure having you.
Oh.
And I don't know what this is.
Tiny Meat Gang.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I know what that means.
Okay, so that's it, folks. Thanks so much.
Thanks. Have fun.
Thank you.
Have fun while you're alive.
Yeah, do you want to plug anything or like tell anybody? Sorry, I'm...
Call your mom or your grandma.
I love that.
But not your dad or your grandpa.
Nope. Just the No, I don't know. No, I've got. Be sweet. Drink water. Have fun. Love your life. Hey, don't step on bugs. Take them outside. Be a friendly giant.
Take them out there and step on them out there.
Take them out there and step on them outside. Bugs are just, if you find them in your house, they're just lost and scared.
Yeah.
Don't freaking kill them.
Some of them are helping. Spiders, they're going to eat
not
other stuff.
Anything. They never eat anything. Have you ever seen a spider eat anything?
I have.
Yeah,
I saw one eat a moth.
I haven't. Prove it to me.
In After Hours, I will.
Okay, folks. Thank you so much.
This week on After Hours.
Get him agitated. This guy deserves it.
We're at my sister's birthday dinner. You guys need to relax. Oh.
I didn't know that part. What are the you a- fuck? Eli Roth looks just like Cody Ko, but on dark mode.
I can't.
Sign up on tmgstudios.tv to watch the full bonus episode.